This morning, Bazalwane, I want to talk about the fact that God loves us unconditionally. We can spend many months going from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, up to the last verse of Revelations. I think the final chapter is Revelations chapter 22, but up to the last verse of Revelations. And throughout Scripture, there's one thing that is undoubtful, something that we cannot doubt, is that God loves us unconditionally. But I don't know if we have internalized that in our lives. Is it something that we live with on a daily basis? That God loves us unconditionally. Amen, Bazalwane.
Hallelujah.
So at the end of me standing here, having said everything that I'm going to say, take this away with you. God loves you unconditionally. What that means is it does not matter what you do and what you don't do. God loves you unconditionally. I happen to be one of those people that believes that you can lose your salvation.
I know
there's also a theology that says you can't, but I happen to be one of those that believe that you can lose your salvation. And even if you are not born again, even if you have no relationship with God, God loves you unconditionally. And that's why the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not die, but will have eternal life. It was first because God loved the world. Then because he loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son to die a terrible death on the cross. And then when he had died, ours is to believe. And once we have believed, then we will have eternal life. We don't believe first, then God loves us, and then we have eternal life. God loved us first. And then Jesus died for us. As a result, we believe. As a result, we have eternal life. And that's very important, Bazalwane, to understand. I'm going to read from the book of Romans chapter 5, starting from verse
6.
For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. It is important, Bazalwane, to understand this thing. that it was God who first loved you when you were deep in sin, when you were separated from him. He was the first to love you in that condition. And having loved you in that condition, he then gave his only begotten son to die for us. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Jesus Christ died for us. And the reason I want to emphasize this thing is this,
Bazalwane.
Many a time, the way we go about our everyday life, it's as if the things we do or don't do will cause God to love us more, to love us less. And it is this that pulls away from the love of God. You see, the Bible says in the first book of John, it says, if any man says they are without sin, they are a liar, and there is no truth in them. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. But typically, this is what happens in our lives as Christians. When we have sinned, instead of drawing closer to God, instead of coming to him with repentant hearts, we draw away from him. Because consciously or subconsciously, we believe that our actions are the one that draws God's love unto us. But if we can understand that irrespective, God still loves us. The Bible says this. It is given unto man once to live, and thereafter is judgment. When does judgment start? When you have died. But while you live here on earth, you still have an opportunity to be reconciled unto God, to confess your sins unto God and to repent from your ways. Now, the unfortunate thing is this, Bazalwane. Neither of us knows when is the time. None of us knows when is the time. And that is why it is important that we live every single second of our lives as if it is the last day. One of the challenges that we face as Christians is this simple one. I suppose it's a problem that we have in the world. A tendency to live in the extremes. When Mpho stands here and says God loves you unconditionally, you take it to mean I can do whatever I want to do because God loves me anyways. And that is not the message of the gospel. The message of the gospel is that the grace of God, the unmerited favor of God, causes us to say no unto unrighteousness and draws us closer to him. Amen, Bazalwane.
Hallelujah.
So God's unlimited love, unconditional love for you, it's not a license for you to do and to live in whichever manner you want to live. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is not permission for you to live in whichever manner Because God loves you in any case. I mean, imagine if you have a child who will do whatever they do. Because in any case, my mom, my dad love me. I imagine the pain that you will feel because of the advantage that has been taken of the love that you have for this child. It's something close. Actually, something remote. It's actually remote to how God would feel because of the pain we cause when we choose to live whichever way we choose to live because He loves us. I say this because Jesus Christ paid the ultimate price. And when we take advantage of this love, it becomes problematic. Yeah, I thought I should clarify that so that all of us are on the same page,
Bazalwana.
That in saying that God loves you unconditionally, it does not mean that you can live with... You can live whichever way you want to live because in any case, God loves you unconditionally. But then as I said, there's another extreme wherein when we have sinned, when we have done things that are not pleasing unto God, we live in condemnation. We allow ourselves to live in condemnation. When God has given us His Son to die for us so that we can have a standing relationship with Him. And often that's when the enemy capitalizes. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 8, there is therefore now no condemnation against those that are in Christ. So if you are in Christ, if you know that Jesus died for you on the cross of Calvary, if you know that God loves you with an unconditional love, there is no reason for you to live in condemnation. There is absolutely no reason for you to live in defeat. Because Jesus died on the cross of Calvary so that you can have a relationship with the Father. Because the Bible says He's our advocate. He is the one who speaks for us in front of the great judge. He's the one who speaks for us in front of the great judge. He's the one who advocates for us. Hallelujah, Bazalwana.
Hallelujah.
So Jesus constantly advocates for us. So there's no reason for us to live in condemnation. Bazalwana, Jesus loves us.
Yes, yes, Tanda.
God loves us.
Uthixo uyasithanda.
The Bible says He loves us with an everlasting love.
It is Tanda othando olungapheliyo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the book of 1 John chapter 4 I'll start from verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
Hallelujah.
In this verse, it doesn't say he who does not love is not of God because God loves. It doesn't say that. It says because God is love. So God is a personification of love. If you could see God, you would see love. Because that's who God is. So loving is not just something that God does.
Uthanda asinto nje uThixo into ayenzayo.
It is a personification of who he is.
Uyilonto uluthando.
It is a manifestation of who he is. So in everything that he does, he demonstrates the love that he has for human beings. The grace that he shows us on every single day. The mercies that the Bible says are new every morning. His faithfulness towards us when we are faithless. It's because he is love. Amen, Bazalwa.
Hallelujah.
It is because he is love. God is the personification of love. That's who God is. Amen, Bazalwan.
Hallelujah.
Jesus loves us, Bazalwan.
Yes, we are standard.
God loves us, Bazalwan.
Chico, we are standard.
And that is why he gave his only begotten son to die for us on the cross of Calvary. We have all read 1 Corinthians chapter 13. There's a verse that I want to read in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Starting from verse 4. It says, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely, does not seek its own. Is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. And then in the last verse, verse 13, it says, and now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. So here, Apostle Paul describes what love is. He gives the characteristics of love. What defines love? He gives us a definition of what love is. You see, Bazalwane, love can be an emotion, right? And a lot of us experiences love through an emotion. You know, the good feeling that you get when someone says, I love you. Amen. That's how what we have come to believe to be love. I don't feel like you love me. I don't feel loved. Absolutely nothing wrong with that,
Bazalwa.
But love is also a doing word. I have grade 4 kids. So I've had to revise these things of verbs and nouns and pronouns and what. So love is a verb.
It's
a doing word. When you say you love, you do. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And this is what God teaches us. He says he loves us. And what did he do? He gave his only begotten son. But we also learn that love is a noun. So it's a thing, it's an object. Yes. Because God says, I am love. God says, I am love.
Uthi ndiluthando.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So we should not only love because of the feeling that we have, or rather feel loved because... What am I saying? We should not only say we are loved because we have the feeling of being loved. But in that moment when you are down, in that moment of darkness, when you feel like you are deep in a pit, when you don't feel that love of God, know this in your heart. God loves you. And you know that God loves you because he gave his only begotten son to die for you. In the book of Revelations chapter 12, I think, It might be 12, but don't hold me to Revelation chapter 12. In the book of Revelations, it says, we overcome the devil through the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Through the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And what is a testimony? A testimony is a telling of events that have happened. So you cannot testify to something that you have not seen or experienced. You cannot testify to something that has never happened and you have experienced and seen it. Otherwise, the lawyer says it's hearsay. It's hearsay. You are just, someone told you it's gossip. Right. But you can only testify to what you know. So when the Bible says we overcome through the blood of the Lamb and through the word of our testimony, it means that when we are faced with the devil, we have to go back to the word of our testimony and say, what is it that God has done for me? What is it that God has done for me? And Barcelona, unless you believe that you are a master of your own life, there's so much that God has done for you. Think about the most difficult moments in your life where you didn't know how you are going to come out of them. It can only be God. So that's how God shows his love for us. And this is what gives us the testimony of our life. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and through the word of our testimony. They say, when I remember what the Lord has done for me, I will never go back. When I remember what the Lord has done for me, I will not go back. That is the testimony of your life. Hallelujah, Bazalwane.
Hallelujah.
So I'm saying to you, even in that moment of doubt, that moment of fear, that moment of darkness, when things seem not to be working, know that God loves you. You do not have to feel it. You do not have to have a warm, fuzzy feeling. But when you look back at your life, when you remember what God has done in your life, then you must know that it is only because God loves me that I have been able to go through this situation. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. The Lord is good. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So if we can quickly go to the book of Hebrews chapter 12.
Hebrews chapter 12.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6, and Romans chapter 5, from verse 3. So I'll start with Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6 says. Okay, let's start from verse 3. It says, "For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives." Amen, Bazalwa. So the Bible says, whom the Lord loves, he rebukes. Whom the Lord loves, he rebukes. And then in Romans chapter 5, starting from verse 3, it says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into his grace, in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, perseverance character, character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us." Amen. So it says, "And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope." Amen.
Hallelujah.
So many of you in this hall are parents, right? I'm not sure if there's anyone amongst you, Bazalwan, who does and says yes to everything that your child asks
for.
So if your child comes today, they want an iPhone, right? You give. If you are pick and pay in the aisle, and your child throws tantrums about a mazimba, you just pull from the thing to shut them up. When your child rolls on the floor because they want Nike sneakers, you just buy. That's creating a monster. Who will turn on you when they are of age?
So that's creating a monster.
You are the parent. You know better. You have the experience of life. And God has entrusted you to bring the child up and bring character in their lives. You are wondering, why am I saying this when I'm talking about the unconditional love of God? Here is the thing. In the same way, God does not give us everything that we ask for. I have learned to pray that the will of God be done in my life. I've learned to pray that, God, may your will be done in my life and in my family's life. Because I know that he has a future for me and for my family. A future that will not destroy us. A future that will bring us everything that is good. At this point in time, I may think that the best thing that can happen to me is to do I don't know what, to have I don't know what. But God knows the future that he has for me. And sometimes to be able to attain that future,
you
are going to have to go through storms. You are going to have to go through tribulations. You are going to have to go through very difficult situations. But through it all, God is building character. It is not because God does not love you. It is because God is building character. Let me give you a story. It may sound like it's not related. The very first car that I owned was a Golf 3. It was a blue Golf 3.
Golf 3.
GS. I used to love that car, and back then I used to like driving very fast. Sometimes I'd be driving on the M1 in the inside lane, you know, the fast lane. And driving, and the car just switches off. Now I have to figure out a way of going to the... And I suppose in that moment I justify my fast driving because I have momentum, I can... I can move the car to the other side, right? I took that car to VW. I was told to change petrol pumps,
water pumps,
lots of things, but it never got fixed. Until one day I took it to Baron's
Woodmead.
And it happens that, it so happens that day there was this old mechanic who was there. And when the problem was explained to this guy, he went under the steering wheel, pulled out the circuit board, you know that green thing? Yeah, and put it on the sun like this. And there was a crack on the circuit board. So it turns out that what happens is every time I drive, the engine heats up. When the engine heats up, the circuit board heats up. And then it expands, right? So because it expands and has a crack, that crack basically breaks the circuit. And that's why the car switches off. Now, all the diagnostics that were done on this car could not pick up the problem. But it took experience. Someone who has seen the issue before to pick up the problem. So what am I saying to you? I am saying to you, when you go through challenges, when you go through difficult times, God is building character and experience in your life. God is building character and experience in your life. Because you never know. You see, it says without faith you cannot please God. And because without faith you cannot please God, God is not going to lay out a blueprint of your life in front of you. Because in order for you to get to where God wants you to get to, you have to have faith in Him. You have to trust Him. You have to believe that even though I walk through the valleys of shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. You have to believe that. That even when you go through a valley, God is next to you. He is walking with you. And He will take you out on the other side. So the Bible says persecutions brings perseverance. Perseverance ends in character. It results in character. And the Bible teaches us that there is nothing that will come your way that you will not be able to withstand. When tribulations come your way, God has given you everything you need for life and for godliness. Because you know Him. Hallelujah, bazalwa.
Hallelujah.
So I'm saying to you,
nitike kuwe,
love is not just a feeling, a warm, fuzzy feeling that you have at a moment.
And you say,
because today I feel like the angels are beside me. Today I feel like the presence of God is surrounding me. Today, because I feel like Jesus is seated on the throne. Therefore, I know that my Redeemer lives. But when all of those things are not there, you should be able to say, when I remember what the Lord has done for me, through the testimony of my life, I know that the Redeemer lives. I know that the Redeemer lives because I have seen him in my life. Hallelujah, bazalwa.
Hallelujah.
So, when we are out of line, bazalwan, God disciplines us. I came to learn, I was listening to a preacher.
And
I came to learn that there is a difference between punishment and discipline. Apparently, God punishes evil people. And he disciplines his children. I'm still trying to understand, but I was just saying that I've come to learn that. But God disciplines us because he loves us. God disciplines us because he loves us, and it's an opportunity for us to repent and turn back to his ways. Amen, bazalwan.
Hallelujah.
God's love for us, bazalwan, is unconditional. And there is absolutely nothing that we can do or not do that will make God to stop loving us. There is absolutely nothing. There is absolutely nothing that we can do that will cause God to stop loving us,
bazalwan.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And I think, you know, if this thing can be in our hearts, if this thing can be burned into our conscience.
Is it
conscious or conscience? Conscience. And we live with it on a daily basis, we will live victorious lives,
bazalwan.
I like saying, you know, the gospel is not complicated,
bazalwan.
It's challenging, but it's not complicated. God loves us. And he loves us unconditionally. And he will love us until the day we breathe our last. How we respond to that love is up to us. How we respond to that love that God has for us is up to us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the book of Romans chapter 8,
Roma,
starting from verse 31, chapter 8, verse 31, it says, what then shall we say to those things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore, is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? What shall separate you from the love of God? So Paul asks in this piece of scripture. He says, will tribulation, will distress, will persecution, will famine, nakedness, peril, danger, or the sword separate you from the love of God? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bazalwane, God loves us.
Thixo uyasithanda bazalwane.
And he loves us with an everlasting love.
Usithanda ngothando olungapheliyo.
At times we may not feel the love of God.
Ngamanye amaxesha singangawuluva uthando lukaThixo.
But know that God loves you.
Kodwa yazi ukuthi uThixo uyakuthanda.
And his love for you is unconditional.
Uthando lwakhe olunganawo linganiswa nanto.
No matter what happens in your life.
Nokuba kwenzekani na impilweni yakho.
No matter what's going on around you.
Noba yini yenzekayo ekungqongileyo.
God loves you with an everlasting love.
UThixo uyakuthanda ngothando olungapheliyo.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Father, because you have loved us. And it is because of your love that Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, Mudimu, so that, dear Heavenly Father, we can be reconciled unto you, Lord God. Mudimu, we thank you that it does not matter our daily circumstances. It does not matter the challenges that we go through, Lord God. But the knowledge that you love us, the knowledge that, dear Heavenly Father, you are there by our side, is what keeps us going, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you so much. Because you are a righteous God, because you are a holy God, and Mudimu, there is no one like you. And no one, the Heavenly Father, compares to your matchless worth, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you, I honor you, I praise and I glorify you. In Jesus' name I say thank you and amen.